This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 15th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Much of the focus regarding President Obama's designs for a government-run health plan have been to point out its flaws, rather than to offer alternatives based on true choice and competition. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner has just such a plan.
First, law of health care should be from the Hippocratic Oath, first, do no harm. But often that leaves us with sort of a false choice. President Obama constantly gives us this impression of a false choice. He says, either we reform health care the way he wants us to, or we do nothing. Now, of course, given how bad his plan is, doing nothing might be exactly what you want to do. But that's not the choice we face. There are free market alternatives out there. There are ways that we can build on the uniquely American options of choice, competition, individual freedom that will bring down healthcare costs, expand access to care, and improve quality. For example, we have long suggested that we need to move away from an employer-provided insurance system to one in which individuals have personal and portable health insurance. There's no reason, after all, why your boss should get to pick your health insurance. And, of course, if you have an employer-provided insurance policy, when you lose your job, you lose your health insurance. All that stems from a misallocation of the tax code that subsidizes employer-provided insurance but penalizes you for getting insurance on your own. We need to change that tax law so that individuals can get the same tax break for buying their own health insurance that they get now for employer-provided insurance.
What about on the provider side, those who provide and deliver most of the healthcare services that we get in the United States?
Well, we do need more competition in the healthcare industry, both in terms of insurance and in terms of the actual providers like physicians. In terms of insurance, for example, we have about 1,300 insurance companies in the United States, but in many states, about four or five have the vast majority of the market. Individuals don't have a great deal of choice. And, of course, the regulations in those states often drive up the cost of health insurance. They get away with this, both the regulators and the insurers, because it's illegal right now to buy health insurance across state lines. If someone lives in, say, New Jersey, where the regulations make health insurance some of the most expensive in the nation, it's actually illegal for someone living in that state to buy health insurance in, say, Delaware, where it might be a lot cheaper. We need to change those laws. Similarly, we need to break up the cartels within the medical profession as well. We need to allow non-doctors like physician's assistants, midwives, nurse practitioners. They should be able to have a much broader scope of practice in order to be able to bring down the cost of providing health care.
I can't imagine an argument like that would make many friends in the AMA, that it is a group that would like to restrict entry and would like to keep prices as high as they can be.
It's interesting that many times people who advocate free market health care reforms are accused of being in the pockets of the insurance industry or the medical profession. But the reality is that many of the big companies, the insurance companies or the doctors groups, don't really want free markets in health care. They want their particular segment of that market to be protected by laws, barriers to entry, and so on. They don't want the government telling them how much they can make. They don't like regulation of their industry. They just want to regulate all their competitors out of business.
The insurance industry might be fine with a free market in practitioners, and practitioners might be fine with a free market in insurance.
Sure, because it's not their industry that they're protecting. Look, the insurance industry is all in favor, for example, of mandating that people have insurance and have to buy their products. But they don't want price controls on their products. No one should make a mistake the idea that free market equals big corporations. They're not the same thing at all. The key thing at the end of the day is Americans should have more choice of healthcare and more competition within the healthcare industry. It's interesting that President Obama talks about choice and competition all the time, but the proposals that he supports, things like a public option or a government-run health care program, would actually lead in the end to less choice and less competition. At the same time, he ignores options that would create personal, portable health insurance, that would give consumers a chance to buy health insurance on a cheaper basis across state lines, and that would give people more choice of the type of provider that they want to get. That would be real healthcare reform.
Mike Tanner is a Cato Institute Senior Fellow and co-author of the book Healthy Competition. You can order your copy at cato.org.